Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we have listened to your word and proclaimed your praise. So prepare our hearts that we may be fit to receive your love, and our minds that we may understand your will. Endue us with the strength to bear witness to our glory in the world. You have spoken to us afresh through the prophets, and reminded us again of your teachings, as we have celebrated your humble birth, in the knowledge of your ultimate suffering and death on the cross, and your glorious resurrection. We remember the witness of the generations of faithful men and women who trod this path before us, who followed and served you, and who ultimately became your friends. Grant that we, like them, may grow to become fruitful branches of your vine. Today we remember especially the needs of your whole earthly family. Grant peace and goodwill to all your people, and restore unity and harmony throughout the world. Be with all those who are in need, the poor and the hungry, the cold and the sick, the dying and those who mourn, the oppressed and those who have no friends, the homeless and those who are neglected. Support and inspire those who care for them, and surround them with your love. As your kingdom draws near, help the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the dumb to sing, and the lame to leap for joy. Let us rejoice together, therefore, with the souls of all who have gone before us into your kingdom, and with the whole company of heaven, as we sum up our prayers in the words our Savior taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And now let us go forth into the world in peace. May we be of good courage, holding fast to that which is good, and rendering to no one evil for evil. Help us strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, help the afflicted, honor one another, and love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. So may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be upon us, and remain with us this day, and always. Amen. Our final hymn today is, Hark, the Herald Angels Sing, after which the choir will sing Sveilinck's acclaimed setting of Hodie Christus Natus Est. Today, Christ is born.